saints of God, there are a whole lot of things going on in our world today that are ugly. But one thing I want you to know, that no matter what happens, our God is beautiful and he's awesome. Listen.
The mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. You're awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Choosing to rejoice. I'm choosing to be glad in the day that the Lord God has made, praying that everyone has had a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful month, wonderful year, last year. And we're in 2024, and we're grateful and thankful that we're now back on the air again. We are doing our regular Fruit of the Spirit broadcast airing tonight. We are airing our regular Fruit of the Spirit broadcast every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This year, we'll be doing it every Saturday Eastern Standard Time at 8 p.m. every Saturday for our regular Fruit of the Spirit broadcast. We have also started back up our Integral Woman segment. I went ahead and did a segment on last week, Monday. We'll be airing those regular airings in February. Every Monday at 8 p.m. will be our Integral Woman segment. Also want to encourage all of us, if you can, to join me for prayer. We're going to have a Thankuary 2024, and this year we're just doing the prayer. It's Thanksgiving only. We're going to be thanking God, honoring Him, and gratituding Him for Him being who He is and everything else, amen, that we want to thank Him for. So if you have anything you want me to project towards the Lord when we're on that prayer, please feel free to send it to me via text messaging, or you can inbox me on Facebook, and we will get your thank you wary Thanksgiving in as well while we're praying. It could be something as simple as thank God for being able to drive your car. I mean, we want to thank Him for anything that will show Him that we appreciate Him. You may think it's something simple, but it's no different than when you're in a relationship with anybody else. Just take that time when you just need to thank them. Don't ask them for nothing. Don't consider telling them what to do. Don't petition them on behalf of another. Just thank them for just being that friend, just being that person in your life. So that's what we want to do for Thankuary this year. Just want to focus all the honoring towards God and just thank Him and appreciate Him. That's going to be on January the 22nd, January the 25th, 26th, 27th, and the 28th at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's Thankuary, January 22nd, January 25th. And we'll have some other things as well this year. Fruit Timber, y'all may think, where is she coming up with this stuff from? You know, my heart is everybody else can have a month. I can have a month too. So Fruit of the Spirit has months, okay? We got Thankuary. We got Fruit Timber now. We have Faithtober. And any month I can get in there, I'm going to get it in there. Fruit of the Spirit will have our own calendar. We're going to be calling it the Fruit of the Spirit calendar. Amen. But we thank God for everyone that's tuning in. Again, this is your host, Sarah Benin. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. God bless you to everyone that's tuning in. My map has shown me some new locations, and I'm just grateful for them. And we're just grateful that God is using the broadcast to do what it is that He's wanted to do, and that is to encourage us with the gospel, the good news, and to just keep us encouraged. Tonight, we are going to look at determination. I've been doing some teachings on determination, and I'm quite sure we all recognize and realize that now, the time that we're living in, we definitely have to be determined to keep the faith, to contend for the faith, to fight the good fight of faith. We have to be determined to walk in love. We have to be determined to not allow ourselves to get in a place of not being focused on what God is calling us to. We have to be determined to walk in the truth and walk out our salvation during the time that we're living in, and be determined not to compromise, and be determined to deter from us the things that the enemy is trying to get us to fall for. So that's what we've been focusing on, is determination. So we're going to get into that again tonight. And tonight I want to look at the determination from the side of how we just have to really trust God in our determination, and trust that He will guide us and lead us in the way that we should go whenever we are seeking Him for our wisdom in areas of our lives that we need it. The word of God says that we can come to him and obtain wisdom liberally. So in other words, we get everything that we need when it comes to the wisdom of God. His word even says in Proverbs that, you know, we need the wisdom. You know, we have to have wisdom, seek wisdom, and in all of your getting to get understanding as well. So, because wisdom is the principal thing. In other words, that profound knowledge that we need, which is wisdom, is the principal thing that we need. But in all you're getting to get understanding, we have to get understanding as well on how to use the wisdom that we receive. And God's word is wisdom. God's word is guidance. God's word is wisdom. Okay? Another thing, even with wisdom is learned knowledge. So when we are reading the word of the Lord, the individuals that have scriptures, holy men that have written the scriptures, they have learned knowledge. They've learned some things. So out of that, they pen the wisdom of God. And so that's what we want to focus at tonight. So we're going to pray, and then we'll get into the teaching. And again, thank you for everyone that's coming around. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Sarah Ben, and we're hearing out of North Augusta, South Carolina area. And we pray that something will be said to encourage you to keep it moving in Jesus. And always know that we're encouraging us to walk in the integrity of God, that is his word, maintain our godly character, and bring forth spiritual fruit that shall remain for the kingdom of God. And when you look at integrity, integrity is truth, walking in truth. It's doing not a right thing, but doing the right thing. So God's word is the right thing. Amen. And so it is definitely truth. So let's pray, and then we're going to get into our teaching. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing us this moment to be in the presence of you and to be able to be the voice that individuals will hear come across the radio broadcast. We pray that my voice would go out with the power of God, the love of God, and seasoned with the grace of God, that it would touch hearts in the name of Jesus, that it would touch hearts, that something will be said to change their lives eternally, that it will not be a temporary fix, it will not be a temporary something that's said, but God, it will come across and it will touch their hearts in a manner that they will be able to carry it with them eternally. Father, we thank you for every listener. We thank you for everything that will take place on this radio broadcast tonight. We thank you because we realize that you are God. You're the great God. You cover us. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us even now from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you for you encamp all around us. We thank you for your protection, and we thank you for your angels that you have dispatched to watch over us, realizing that we are a living word and you watch us over your word to perform. Father, we thank you for that, what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for what you would do in our lives and how you would do in our life. We already give you thanks for it. We thank you because we yield our vessels to you so that we can be those individuals that you will use for such a time as this. And Father, even as we come regarding the teaching on tonight, we pray that you would give us a heart to be determined, give us that zeal to be determined to walk it out by faith and not by sight. We pray that you would give us that determination, that we will have our minds made up to be determined to contend for the faith and walk it out in Jesus' name, and that we will not compromise when it comes to the faith of God that we walk in. And we just thank you now. We give you praise. We thank you for that which you have done through your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Thank you for the power of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the blood that was shed by your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and everything that we have through that death, that burial, and the resurrection, the plan of salvation that brings us all things pertaining to life and godliness. We say thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So tonight we want to look at determination, but in the form of just being determined not to allow ourselves to lose our focus, but striving. Because being determined is also having a strive. You have to strive, having a firmness of purpose. And we always want to keep that in place, that it's about the purpose when we are being determined. That's got to be the first and foremost reason for being determined to go after the things of God and being determined to contend for the faith, that it's the purpose that we're wanting to fulfill when it comes to the things of God. Some of you probably were here, and some of you probably weren't when we were talking about determination and how we separated that word out, deter my nation, and how the enemy, that's what he wants to come to do, to deter us DETER. In other words, to prevent. He wants us to be in a place that we don't allow ourselves to have that mindset of determination, which gives him an open door to deter us. But when your mind is made up about something, when your mind is completely made up about something, it's not that easy a lot to be deterred. So we want to encourage us to not allow the enemy to deter us, but whenever things come, we deter things that we know don't line up with the word of the Lord. We know it's trying to take us away. Discourage that stuff. So another thing, when you look at deter, it's to discourage from doing. So we want to be encouraged so that we can maintain ourselves in doing what the Lord is calling us to do. So I want to go to Numbers. Let's go to Numbers chapter 14. And this is focusing around the word of the Lord here. It's focusing around Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb was two individuals in the Bible that the word of the Lord just pulls out, and it talks about mainly part I want to bring out is that the different spirit that they had. So let's go to Numbers 14, and we have to have a different spirit. We have to have a different spirit. We can't have the spirit of the world during the time that we're living in. We've got to walk in a different spirit. In other words, we've got to walk in a different way of seeing it, a different way of mannerism, conversation, a different way of emotions. The world gets upset and routed up and walks in anger and indifferences. And we as the believers, saints, we don't do it that way, okay? I'm just trying to fix something else here. Hold on one moment, guys. That live radio is something else. It's just something else. Okay. So let's go to Numbers. Numbers 14. And we want to just read some of the scriptures. Also remember that you are welcome at any time to press one on your handset. If you're listening by way of internet, if you press one on your handset, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work. You have to actually be on the call so you can press it on your handset and make that connection. If you're on the internet listening by way of the website, I will not be able to see your hand go up on my dashboard. You have to be able to connect with a telephone number and dial in and then press one that way, okay? So Numbers 14, and let's look at verse number, I'll pull out verse number 24, but I may, let's see, I may read a couple of more. Let's go to, because this man is going to talk about Caleb having a different spirit. And here the scripture is focusing around God sent the 12 out to spy out a land that he had already promised them. He had already, that's when you hear about the promised land that God had promised them, a territory that God had promised them by way of a word he had spoken to them and allowed them to know. And God sent, God gave them instructions, and the 12 spies went out to spy out the land. And Caleb and Joshua was the one that came back with a good report. And Caleb and Joshua was the one that was determined to go after the things that God had promised. They had a different spirit. And so that's what the scriptures are going to be focusing around. But I want to bring out just a couple of them. Let's go to verse number, let's see. Let me find a good spot to start. Let's go to verse number 22. Verse number 22. Let's be going to that one. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles. Okay, yes, let's go to verse number 22. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Verse number 23, let's read that again. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Neither shall any of them that provoked God, God is speaking here, shall see it. Okay, but then verse 24 says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit, which was a spirit that was outside of how everybody else was acting, he had another spirit with him and have followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Talking about when I was reading out how he had sent the spies out, and Caleb and Joshua came back with a good report. And Caleb and Joshua, even in the conversation, they made the comment when everybody else was, you know, just spilling out the bad and giving the bad report. Caleb and Joshua was like, we're well able. We're well able to go in and possess. So they were determined to follow out, because the word of the Lord brings it out that Caleb followed him fully. He followed things out fully. He had another spirit with him, and he followed determination to fully follow after God. What am I saying? Now imagine Caleb and Joshua. Let's just focus on Caleb. Okay, just even Caleb. When they went to spot the land, now there were some things that they saw. They saw giants in that land. They saw people that was way taller and bigger than them. They saw how the grapes, I mean the sizes of the grapes, how large, and they even brought some back with them. But they were not Caleb, one of them, of course, him and Joshua. Caleb was not the one to even allow what he see to deter him. He did not allow what he saw to deter him. He did not allow what he was seeing before him to cause him to lose his focus. He was not allowing that which was being said to cause him to lose his focus. But he was focused on what he knew he needed to do. He was focused on what he knew was already spoken pertaining to what God had promised. And that's why I want to encourage us when it comes to determination. First and foremost, it's got to be about the purpose. The purpose with Joshua, he knew there was a purpose. He knew there was a territory he had to go after that God had promised. He chose to fully follow God out. He chose to fully follow out the instructions. He chose to fully stick with God. He chose to fully allow God to strengthen him, encourage him during the process. And so when we are being determined in a thing, things are going to come that's going to try to take us off course. Things are going to be down, like, it's the last thing you want to hear. We're going to see things, but we can't go by what we see. We cannot go by what we hear, especially when it's bad news, especially when it's something negative, especially when it's something off course of what we know God has called us to. And that's why it's important too to know what God is calling us to as individuals. Each individual, each one of us has a purpose and a plan for being here in this earth. Each one of us has a purpose and a plan for being here in this earth. And a lot of times we pray, we're seeking God, we're asking God for things, and that's one of the last things we really spend quality time on. Finding out, what is it, God, that you have called me here for? What is it that you want me to do individually? A lot of times we do not take a lot of time to really just seek God on purpose for our lives. Now, of course, we can go to the Word and we find that there are things, affiliation. We ought to reconcile one another back to the presence of the Lord. So that's one thing, that a purpose that we're here for after we receive salvation in our lives. It's just not to be saved and say, I'm saved on my way to heaven, but it's to be saved and then come into a great relationship with God so that you can draw others into a great relationship with God as well. And that's one of the purpose that we have as individuals. One of the purpose. Another purpose is to bring glory unto God, to be one of those individuals that what we're doing it as unto the Lord. That's another purpose that we have. But a lot of times we don't seek out the individual purpose that God has for us. Each one of us has a certain purpose for being here. It could be particularly your job. There's a particular assignment that you have for your job. Your job is just not to get money. Your job is just not to have a paycheck. And we do it. I've done it. But you got to have money to survive. But that money is just not per se for you alone. He gives us power to get the wealth, to obtain that wealth so that we can establish some things he wanted to establish with our forefathers. There is still purpose. There is still some things that's unfulfilled even now that God still wants to fulfill through us in this generation. It's still some stuff. So our money is just not to say, I got a job and I need my money. And a lot of times, you know why we need our money? Because we have created a bill, and that's why we have to need that money to pay that bill. That's mainly the reason why we say we need our money. Okay? But our money was not put here for us to have bills. Now, yes, we need the money to survive, to do what we got to do pertaining to the things that pertains to maintaining life. You got your light bill, your water bill. Somebody may have a mortgage. Somebody may have a car payment. Yes, those are the things that we need to maintain. However, there are some bills we create. If we were to eliminate some of the bills we don't need to have, you'd be amazed at the money that we can accumulate for the kingdom of God. But then you have to have the heart, too, to want to give that money into the kingdom. That's a whole nother something. But when we're talking about determination, how did I get there? Oh, mercy. That was just bizarre. Determination, but determination as it was with Caleb. Caleb chose, that was a choice. He had to choose. He had to make that decision to go fully after the things of God, to go fully after God. He had to make up his mind to do that. And that's the same thing with us as individuals. We have to make up our mind. You have to literally make a choice to make up your mind. It's just not going to be like, okay. No, you have to make a choice to make up your mind. You have to literally stop and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go hard at it. I'm going to go full hard at it and make up your mind and make that choice to do it. And then from there, allow yourself to walk it out by faith and not by sight. And you will be walking in determination. So now you've made up your mind to do a thing. So if something comes after you to take you away from what you just made your mind up on, that determination should kick in. So, no, I know what I already decided. I am not going to be deterred. But I'm going to deter whatever's trying to deter me. And so you discourage that. You discourage it. So, you look nasty to me. You look ugly. Not going to go. You don't even sound right. You know, you got to speak it out loud. Spirit, the Bible says to cast down all those thoughts. What do you think those thoughts are? It's a spirit that's coming, that was sent to try to deter you from doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing when it comes to your determination. We can look at several individuals in the word of the Lord. We look at Daniel. That took a determination for him not to come down, for him not to bow when they tried to, say, hey, you're not going to be able to pray. That took determination for him to say, look, I'm going to do just like I used to. I am not coming down. And he did not allow it to deter him. He was determined to do what he knew he needed to do. He was determined not to allow what they were saying about him to pull him away. He was determined not to allow how they were acting to pull him away. He was determined not to allow, even after a decree was signed, to pull him away. That's determination. He was determined to follow out what he knew he was supposed to do. Daniel was an intercessor. He was the one interceding behind the scenes for the Hebrew boys. So So he had to have that determination that he could not, okay, if he gave up, he's not going to be able to help somebody else. He was determined. And you look at the Hebrew boys, they were determined. They was like, I don't care, play all the music you want to play. We are not bowing. We're not coming down. We're going to keep going forward. Do what you have to do, and we're going to do what we're going to do. Do what you got to do, and we're going to do what we're going to do. But they trusted God even to the point of them being thrown in the fiery furnace. They were determined not to allow anything to deter them from the trust that they had in God. That's walking it out by faith and not by sight. That's walking it out by faith and not by sight. So when you look at things like the Daniel, the Hebrew boys, well, the Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego, some know them as, when you look at them, you look at an Abraham, when God spoke to Abraham and told him to go and to a place that I will show you. And he got to the place, and the Lord spoke to him and allowed him to know where the place is at. That was a determination to follow out the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord says, after Abraham got that word, he got up that next morning and got on the journey. Imagine when even God spoke to him to sacrifice his only son. He had to keep a determination in his heart of trusting God. He had to keep a determination because that could have deterred him from the will of God. He said, now, you know what, God, I ain't going to be able to do this. You know, I ain't gonna be, not my only son. But Abraham chose to fully trust God, and he chose to trust God. Even if it happened, God must be going to raise him up because he knew what God had already spoken to him about his son. And it takes determination to be able to walk it out. I was encouraging us about deter my nation, how the enemy comes to deter my nation. You are a nation in yourself, and we see yourself as a nation. And you come together with the nation. And a lot of times we don't choose to really see the picture of us being a saved human love being in this earth. We're not just a human, but we're a being. We are doing things. We're supposed to be doing things. We're supposed to be about our Father's business. Going on our job, we should be about our Father's business. In the grocery stores, we should be about our Father's business. At the gas station, we should be about our Father's business. Driving down the highway, we should be about our Father's business. Within our family gatherings, we should be about our Father's business. At a funeral, we should be at our Father's, we should be about our Father's business. At a wedding, we should be about our Father's business. Receptions, I can keep going on and on. We should be about our Father's business. We should always be consciously alive to doing our Father's business. That's kingdom. That's what kingdom is. And it takes determination to be able to walk out the kingdom work of God. Kingdom work of God is different than the way the world does their work. When you read in the word of the Lord in Romans chapter 12 and how it says, be not conformed to this world, this age, this system, the way they do things. Be not conformed. Don't be fashioned after. Don't go after the same pattern or the way they do what they do. The believer should be distinct, should be distinguished. I can go as far as saying this. The way the world the language, the fashion, the conduct, the way they do it, we should not do it the same way. And I'm trying to make it as simple as I can. Prime example, let me just use this. I think everybody can go here. As young ladies, the way the women wear their apparel, I'm trying to help us see how we cannot allow ourselves to be deterred from just walking it out and having that determination. The way the unbeliever wear their pants, their jeans, their dresses, their blouses. Believers don't bring it down to show their cleavage in a blouse. Believers don't wear their pants or their jeans or their slacks a size and a half. I'm going to give you a size and a half too small. Let's be real about it. Believers represent modesty. And a lot of times we look at stuff like that and we say, what does that have to do with anything? Determined to reflect the kingdom of God. Being determined to do kingdom. Determined to do kingdom. When you're doing kingdom, it should reflect you all around when you're doing kingdom. It's not saying you need to wear the overly sized 16 sizes too big either, 2 sizes, 3 sizes too big either. Not saying that, but we look in moderation. You know, you want to look like you represent the kingdom. Kings and queens, just pay attention to them. Do you ever see them looking any kind of raggedy? No. Now, I went out a couple of times looking kind of raggedy, so a cap on my head, you know, oversized sweatsuit or something like that. I've done that. That happens. And I'm quite sure the average one of us probably have done something oversized or whatever. But I'm saying on a regular basis, and we represent the kingdom, it should not be looking just, you know, any kind of way. In other words, we should consciously do what we do at all times. The word of the Lord says, this is not Sarah saying this. The Bible says, when we do what we do, we should do it as unto the Lord. That means what we're doing, we should always have that consciousness like, what if God literally showed up and saw me? You know, but we don't think about it that way. That means in conversation. What if we're talking to somebody and we just didn't like something they said and we just get all nasty with them, then all of a sudden this face just appears that looks like Christ? What would we do? I mean, like, really think about it. What would we do? We're at the gas station and we just cutting up, and all of a sudden the person turns around and has a face that appears to be the Christ. What would we do? But see, that's literally where we should be. At any time, the manifestation of the Lord can show up. And see, we don't want to really believe that kind of stuff. Man, that's just taking it too far. But then you say God is everywhere and God is always with you. I mean, so how is that his presence can't literally show up on somebody's countenance? Selah, we just had a moment right there. I really had to think about that myself. Just really think about it. You being nasty with somebody, you're looking at somebody, just don't like the way they look, and all of a sudden they turn around and their face appears to be as the Christ. What would we do? In Colossians chapter 3, let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 23 and 24. Our time is coming to an end already. Well, I'm just testing this 45-minute thing, but y'all know what? My gift of gab be kicking in. This 45 minutes, that's not long. That's just not long enough. Colossians 3, I wanted to just show you the scripture I was talking about. Colossians 3, verse 23 through 24. And this may read just a little differently than, I know different people use different translations. This is the New King James Version I jumped on right quick. It says, and whatever you do, do heartily, from the heart, as to the Lord and not to men. Do it heartily. In other words, wholeheartedly, as unto the Lord and not to men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Jesus the Christ. So everything that you do, it should be as unto the Lord, as unto him. When you give a gift to somebody, I mean, we are his creation. He owns us. We were bought with a price. When you give a gift, do it as unto, not saying that person is the Lord, but act just like the Lord is standing right there. No, act just, in other words, It puts your heart in a different posture. It puts your mind in a different place. I mean, we say God is everywhere. We say God is real. We say we feel his presence. But the determination is just so, and it's me, it's my heart, the determination when it comes to just the fundamental stuff, speaking to people, loving on people, tolerating. It's just the fundamental stuff. I mean, the determination just is not in place. People are not really determined to get along. And God even says, everything within us, live peaceably among all men. With everything, in other words, put up some kind of fight to get along. Put up some kind of something. And I was like, everywhere you go, it's like, and you hear all this different stuff. And I was like, I get it for the world. But the believers, where is our determination to live right at least 24 hours? At least 24 hours. I mean, can we live right? I'm not talking about just saying I'm living right, but can we live right? That means go one day without being mean, without being some kind of way, like don't want to be bothered with people and just don't have time and just, I mean, just got too much to do. And one day, can we not represent God's kingdom? One day, be determined to do it as unto the Lord. We serve the Lord, God Almighty, Jesus the Christ. We're doing it as unto the Lord, not unto men. No, I'm not saying you got to go out and make conversation every day with somebody, but at least be kind, be nice. At least, I mean, sometimes, I'm telling you, I just stop and I just stand and I look in the Walmart, in the grocery stores. I stop and I just stand and I just look. Everybody just seems to be in a hurry. Everybody's just moving their own way. People not seeing each other. They're looking directly at each other but not speaking. I mean, it's like, and I just stand and I look sometimes. I be like, this is, I mean, it's just, I don't get it sometimes, but then I do get it. Don't get it, but then I do get it. And then it's just a determination, the believer. We are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We need to have a determination to change the world. It's not going to be changed with us just willy-dilly and going to church every Sunday, having a good time and leaving there and not putting anything into action, not putting anything into practice. It's not going to happen. It's got to be a determination to bring the world together. And we are part of that glue. Each one of us as individuals, we are part of that glue. So that's why it takes determination, getting in the Word, having ourselves in a place that we have another spirit so that we can do kingdom work. That's what it was about with Caleb. It was about getting to a promised place. We can't keep avoiding everybody we come in contact and think God's going to send us to that promised place. Because there's some people we got to take with us on our way and trying to get there. Okay, you get there, you're going to be in your own little promised land with nobody else there, just you. That's not how God set it up. And when you look at it holistically and bring in the whole perspective of it, God allows us to be able to bring others with us to meet him. It's not just about getting to a promised land. He wants to be able to bring others into a place that that they can meet him. Okay? So ladies, men, gentlemen, women, king, queens, all of y'all royal people, thank you for tuning in to the regular Fruit of the Spirit broadcast. This is your host, Sarah Bennett, Erin in North Augusta, South Carolina. I pray something has been said to encourage you to keep it moving in Jesus. We will be back here again on next Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock p.m., and we'll start our Integral Woman segment in February every Monday at 8 p.m. as well. And remember our Thank-you-ary, January 27th and 28th, starting at 10 o'clock p.m. It's going to be a prayer of thanksgiving only, And we pray that you will be able to be on there with us as we're giving God gratitude and showing him our appreciation and just thanking him for being God, thanking him for being gracious and merciful towards us. Just thanking him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for being the excellent God that he is. So I encourage any of you that's tuned in and you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life. In other words, you have not been saved or redeemed or allow yourself to receive Christ in your life to be the one that lead and guide you. I encourage you to trust God, talk to him, and just ask him to come into your life, come into your heart. And I pray that the presence of the Lord will meet you. The word of the Lord said God so loved you in such a way that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ, and you can believe in him and confess that salvation, hallelujah, unto the world and let them know that God has changed your heart. And that's what being saved is all about. It's a grace work of God, and you got to receive it by faith. Not anything that you can do to earn it, but it's by faith that you make that choice to receive him into your heart. And then from that point on, learn about him, seek at the getting in his presence, and build your relationship with him, and let him give you that mindset to be determined to build up his kingdom and do kingdom work here in the earth. So we love you guys. Thank you again for tuning in, and we hope to have your ear on next Saturday. And anytime you want to get in contact with me, you can definitely do that at 803-634-9045. And please remember, you want to get the notifications, text REMIND, R-E-M-I-N-D, to that number, 803-634-9045, and we'll get you on that notification text list, and they'll be able to text you whenever the fruit of the Spirit, any type of that broadcast is airing, and you'll be in connection with us. So God bless you. We pray that God will continue to keep you and allow you to be prosperous and grow in the grace and the things of God as your soul prospers. Be blessed, and thank you again for tuning in and the music that you heard or will hear. Junior, he is my leader, so you can find him on any digital platform if you care to have his music. And this song is awesome. I love it. It's titled Awesome, and it just keeps me in remembrance of the awesome things of God and how awesome he is. Because he is definitely awesome. Be blessed. Have a good one.
Thanks of God, there are a whole lot of things going on in our world today that are ugly. But one thing I want you to know, that no matter what happens, our God is beautiful and he's awesome. Listen.
The mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Mountains and the trees, they express your love. The rivers and the seas, they flow your love. Oh,
name.